emerged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yes, we're back here in the incredible heat. I don't know if you can even fucking see this shit. I don't know how this camera's working. I guess everything's a learning process with these fuckers. I didn't even know the GoPro had a naming system with the, you know, GoPro Black, GoPro Silver, GoPro White. I'm like, is that the color of the fucking GoPro? You know? No, it's like the little number next to it, the color of the number. And it's like the, I don't know, it's the black one can do 4K, the white one can only do 1080p. Luckily, one of the two I bought was the black version, one of them was the white version. Not that I really need more than 1080p, like, you don't really need more than 1080p. But God, it's fucking hot, so I'm gonna take my hat and pour some fucking water in this cold water. Ugh, yum. Delightful coolness, yes. Let's try to not get heat stroke this time, guys. Let's try and not get puking all day. Okay. Let me get my other camera out. This shoulder one recording's the white. I have this black one. You see this three? That's the version of it. It's a fucking mess still. Oh my God, guys, these tiles right here. Let me turn this other cam on. These tiles right here. Yesterday I said I was gonna do them, and due to my own fucking pathetic weakness and fucking being fat, I couldn't do it in time. I didn't finish it that day. I couldn't finish it. And that sucks, because my grandma last night tripped on this tile right here. This fucking stupid tile. I knew it was gonna happen. She tripped and broke the ball joint in her hip. She already broken her right leg already, and in the same spot. And now she fell again and broke her fucking hip. God damn it. So that sucks. Almost recorded it, but, you know, I'm a decent fucking human being, and I was more concerned with my fucking grandma's health than internet updates and fake points, you know? Like, fucking ambulance and the fire truck came, and God, it's just it's very stressful, a lot of drama, and, you know, God, I hope she's okay. The surgeon called us already, and yeah, they have to replace the ball. So she's more machine than human at this point. She has like a metal rod. She has like multiple metal rods in her legs. She has a metal ball joint in her hip now. Just nothing but pain right now. Sucks. Look, there's Cosmo rolling around in the grass, having fun. It's a nice day, Cos. Come here, Cos. Come on. Come on. Yeah, you scared of the camera still? Oh, you're gonna run away. Oh, poor Cosy. Yeah. Oh, man. So, I guess, I don't know, pray for my grandma. My poor Graham. I almost blame myself a little bit, because, I mean, it's hard not to, and I wanted to fix these fucking things, and I knew it was going to happen, and I just didn't. I was weak. I was fat and weak. It's frustrating being weak and fat. It's weakness. If I wasn't so weak, I could have prevented it from happening. Like, I don't know if it's really my fault, but it's, God, it sure feels like it. It sure fucking feels like it. God, it's so nice right now. It's, I'd say it's about like 80. Definitely not 90 and 100 yet. We're kind of at the middle of the day. We're almost to the middle of the day. So fucking nice out right now. Plus I got this wet hat right now, which is making it even better. God, I can't wait to go hiking. Cannot wait. Cannot wait, guys. We will go scout it out Saturday. We'll scout out the campsite Saturday. I don't think I'll actually camp Saturday, but we'll scout it out at least. I'll show you guys some of the stuff I got. Why not? Let's go. Oh, also, man, when I did the show yesterday, I lost the damn stir fry footage, the veggie stir fry footage. So frustrating. I think my camera overheated. Like, it was so hot, guys. I think it just, either the camera overheated or you just can't do really long segments on the GoPro. You have to make sure that it's recording, like with this light. You just gotta make sure that it's recording at all times, because I lost the footage. Very frustrating, because the veggie fry was so much better than the chicken fry. I fucked up the chicken. I nailed the veggies, and the veggies is what got deleted. I would have much rather had the veggie footage been saved than the chicken footage, because the chicken footage, I fucked the pan up. I had to redo it. You know, but you live, you learn. I should have just put a lot of oil in the pan and had the almost like fry the chicken in the oil instead of I think putting cold chicken to the hot pan caused it to stick, as well as the pan wasn't hot enough. There wasn't enough oil in the pan. I put a pound and a half of chicken breast in at one time. I should have probably split it into two serving sizes. So done half the batch, fried it, pulled it out, fried the other half, you know, that probably would have prevented that sticking issue I had. I put too much cold chicken into the pan and it cooled the pan off. That's probably what happened. We will become wok pros together. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Okay, I guess we'll start reviewing some of the camp. Reviewing/making sure none of this shit is broken so I don't send it back to Amazon. I got these trekking poles, not because I like trekking poles, but because the tent I got is a trekking pole tent. It's a one-person trekking pole tent. And in order to hold it up, you need these trekking poles. They're like the two sides of it. So I got those, they're kind of nice. They're really light, because they're made of aluminum. The way you want these set up is you want them at like a right angle to your hand. Spam. Spam. Why is it always spam? Always. Fucking always spam. But you want these trekking poles at a 90 degree angle with your hand. So this is probably a little too high. Probably like that. It's nice. Feels good. Probably need to tighten these nuts a bit. That's what those are, trekking poles. I don't know how they work yet, but I guess we'll find out. Man, this camera right here, it's so hot already, because it's hot out here. I mean, it's warm. It feels like it's almost too hot to touch on the top. So I don't know if the battery is getting a lot of use or if it's just like what's going on. I don't know. Learning. Keep on learning. Hell yeah. So there's the backpack. It's a pretty nice backpack. It was only $20. Pretty good fucking quality for a $20 backpack. I mean, it's thick. It doesn't feel light, cheap, and plasticky, and the zipper's huge. I mean, I don't know if you can see the zipper. The zipper's big. It's big and durable. And this fabric doesn't feel cheap or thin. I mean, it feels... I mean, this is a... Oh, that feels like good material. Like, this is what I expected the backpack to be made out of. This stuff right here. But, no, it's pretty thick and durable. Lots of space, too. I think it's like a 40 liter. Let's see. Okay, guys, time to get started. Oh man, so hot already. I don't feel like it's as hot as the last couple days, but still fucking hot, man. So fucking hot.
so fucking hot. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, nice and cold. Won't be for long, though. Won't be for long, though. I'm not gonna get heat stroke this time. We'll not get heat stroke this time. We'll stay cool this time. I said it earlier, but my Graham tripped on these fucking steps, and I knew it was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna fucking happen. Making me sick every time I look at him now. So, gonna fix him. Gonna fix him now. Gonna fix him. Should've fixed him earlier, then my grandma wouldn't be all fucked up now. All these dead baby cockroaches everywhere under these tiles. I think when you do these tiles, you're supposed to put gravel and then the sand. And my grandparents did not do that. Totally did not do that. This tile right here was the one my Graham tripped on. Obvious. Fucked up. I'm gonna try and get them to lean towards the inside this time. So that when I step on it, it doesn't shift around. Pretty sure what she did was she stepped on this edge over here, and it bent up like this. Shouldn't do that. Should be like this one. See? Stepping on the corner, not moving. This one, step on the corner, goes up, means it's not level. There's a bump in the middle. There we go. See, stepping on this edge now. Not over there, it's doing a little. So, it's a little high. Go fixed. Should have done that sooner, and then my grandma wouldn't be in the hospital. Fuck me. So, pretty sure these are good now. Nowhere near this one, kinda. Right here. Gotta heat that. There we go. See? Now, Graham won't trip. Too late, though. She already tripped. Fuck. Goddamn life. Okay, guys, let's go test out our camping chair, shall we? We'll take a break in this fucking heat. Set it up right here. I got this cheapo camping chair for when we go camping. It will happen very soon, guys. It will happen very soon. Let's see what we got here. Like plastic, but it's aluminum. Under the chair. Set her up. Okay.
fucking simple. Here we go. Let's sit her down. Get my phone. Woo-wee, guys. Woo-wee. Wasn't really, let's see. Does it support my immense weight? Wow, it does. Imagine that. It supports my immense fucking weight. It's actually a very comfortable chair. Wow. Fucking comfy. I hope you can see this. If you can fucking see. God, you know what everyone's talking about right now, guys? Alex fucking Jones. Did his lawyer straight up betray him? God, oh my God. Is the FBI, the media, and the left Jewish lawyers all working against Alex Jones? Who knows? But gosh, the shilling, guys, the shilling. The immense shilling. The best example is to just go to YouTube. Go to like an Alex Jones video, which will probably be the first one that pops up. Let's read some of the comments. I can't imagine telling your client that you accidentally sent his entire cell phone and email history to the opposing lawyers. Brutal. We don't even know if it was done on purpose. The judge herself, even in her immense biasness, said that, you know, it could have been done intentionally, could have been, you know, you can't say if it was done one way or the other because it was done during discovery. So, this dude says, I think we could all come together as fans and foes of Alex Jones to agree this is one of the worst blunders in court history. I guess, I don't, who cares? I feel like they're making a way bigger deal out of this than they should be because Alex Jones handed his phone over willingly to the lawyers. You know, if they, oh well, if they sent the whole phone, that's what they, you know, whatever. It's not that big a deal to me. I don't see why everyone's freaking out. I had a feeling this guy's practice is going to collapse after this trial. Why, because the lawyer's bad? We don't know the lawyer's bad yet, come on. God forbid, like, this isn't even that big a deal. I mean, people make mistakes in life, guys. Everyone makes mistakes. Lawyers make mistakes. But for them to, like, plaster this everywhere, like, it's huge fucking news, but, you know. There's some people saying, like, he did this so he could get a mistrial. So, is he an incompetent lawyer, or is he a fucking mastermind? Which is it? You know, which is it? Chris O'Neill, you could see how tired this judge is of the defense trying to game justice system. This trial has been a charade. The entire Alex Jones defense team needs to be audited and probably disbarred. The judge is so biased. The judge is so biased. When Alex Jones' attorney says objection, she does not allow it. When the other guy says objection, every single time she allows it. It is ridiculous. She says, imagine what Alex Jones and InfoWars would do with those files if the tables were turned. Do that. They would fucking publish them. They would publish them. They would talk about it like it's news. He's a news anchor. He's been banned off of every platform. Like, have you guys not won enough? Have you not done enough damage to him? The thing is, they took him off every platform. They thought that would destroy him, but it didn't. It didn't destroy Alex Jones. He's more popular than ever. He's still making money. So that infuriates them. That enrages them. They must destroy this man. They must destroy. It's about destroying him. It's about destroying Alex Jones. Wow, just wow, when you give your entire client's info and blame the other side. It doesn't sound like an error. It sounds like his attorney was simply trying to plug up the works and shoot for a mistrial. Again, is he an idiot or is he a fucking super genius? God, who knows? Not a surprise, Jones and his lawyers had planned this from the start in hope of getting a mistrial. 10 up dudes. Fuck you, down dude. God, why does everyone think Alex Jones is fucking evil? Like, just let the man speak. He's banned off of every major platform. You don't like him, don't watch him. Simple as. Defense counsel was informed of their mistake and did not file appropriate motion to recall documents. You know, the thing is, he says that, but they could have notified them in like a little, I don't know, some message or a text or something. They sent him a letter, you know, that was dated and then it was in the mail and the very last day they got the letter, they just hadn't read it yet, you know? I mean, there's a lot going on right now. It's very easy. They could have officially notified them that they had the phone and then the lawyers never got it or something. There's so many shenanigans here, guys.
that could be at play. But this is just, I mean, do you not see the media plastering this everywhere? I mean, let's see how many threads there are right now going on. I mean, look, guys, there's like 7 threads with Alex Jones' trial right now. And I mean, that's just what comes up with Alex, let alone all the threads that aren't titled Alex. Right here. Guys, this infuriates me. Look at this post. Let's go wide. Alex Jones' cell phone is everything Republicans dreamed Hunter Biden's laptop would be. What the fuck? How is that? How could someone say that with a straight face? How? Alex Jones' cell phone is everything the Republicans dreamed Hunter Biden's laptop would be. We have proof Hunter Biden fucking hookers doing crack cocaine, calling his dad the big man. Fuck. On Alex Jones' cell phone, we have him maybe texting about Sandy Hook. God forbid. He might have told someone about Sandy Hook, and he might have made a little more profits on some days than other days. God forbid. Like, Alex Jones is a salesman. Everyone fucking knows that. If you don't get that Alex Jones is a salesman, sorry, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Go get some alpha brain. This chair is so comfy, this camping chair. Holy crap. Very comfortable camping chair. Very fucking comfy. This chair, very comfy. This is a good purchase right here. This thing wasn't even that expensive either. I mean, you get those big chairs that you pack up, and they cost, man, upwards of $40, $50. This must be like a new design or something, man. Whoever invented this thing, props. Because this is fucking amazing. Pretty fucking amazing. It's always harder to put it away than to take it out. Every fucking time, man. It's always harder to put away. Oh my God, I got it, guys. That was tough. The question is, can I get it back in the bag? Can I get back in the bag? Make it back into the bag. And it did. I got it. Boop. Not really as nice as when I got it, but there must be a special way to spin it all up. We're over at my Graham's doctor's, the imaging clinic, telling him why she didn't show up today. And this is really kind of a pretty area, so I thought it's kind of nice right now. There's a little breeze. Feels like it's, 80, 90. Doesn't feel as hot as it has been, for sure. So while we're out running this errand, I thought let's take some video. It's real nice. It's over here. Don't drop the GoPro. Don't drop the GoPro down there. God, it's so bright. It's hard for me to keep my eyes open. It's so bright here. Very, very bright. We'll go chill in this bench for a bit. It's kind of nice out here. Fuck the air-conditioned car. I'm in a pussy. Look at this board decaying. It's breaking up. Look, it doesn't even stay there. Nothing wood out here lasts very long. This bench is kind of falling apart. Interdasty. Works though. Kinda nice. 4chan's been fucking crazy today, guys. It's been crazy. Why didn't I bring my hat? I didn't think I'd be out here in the sun. I'm like right in the sun. You're too cute, Ava. I had to get the camera. You're so you're too chubby. You're too chubby. You just waddle. Yeah. You just waddle.
Say I work on it, but I don't.
She likes treats. It's because I'm exercising. You're so chubs. Look, you're already tired. Come on. Let's get some exercise, Ava. You little chubber. Bye, Ava. Bye. Love you. bye bye. Go.
Yeah.
But this here was just a simple, I say simple. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Didn't tear
but
up.
They usually break them at the head of the
I guess
the
they had to
femur.
Replace the ball in her
yeah.
joint.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Irma. Hey, Irma. You're so... Y'all, did you get a bath?
Give him a bath right quick.
Did you get a bath, Irma?
I got time to bathe them right quick.
Okay. You get a bath for me?
Come here.
You get a bath for
come
me?
Here.
You're all excited. You
come
want to... Yes. You get in a bath for
come
me.
Here.
You get in a bath. Yes.
I don't know
yes.
how to get this thing to work. Yes. The puppet.
You getting all the fleas, little doggos.
She's darn good.
Yeah.
Well, right
she's
now.
Just standing there. You're a good dog. Who's a good dog, Irma?
Yeah, good girl.
You're a good girl.
Good girl.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, he's a little paw.
Good. Supposed to not make you stink. Yeah, very long.
You stinky
yeah.
dog, Irma. Are you stinky?
Smell like a dog.
Yeah. I gotta get that. I gotta get the shake. I gotta get the shake. There's the shake. There's the shake, yeah.
That's
hey, Stormy. Hey, Stormy. What are we doing? What are we doing? Let me pet you. Oh, you want pets bad, don't you? Oh, you want pets. Oh, you want pets, don't you? Yes. Yes, the tail whack. The tail whack. Aw, Stormy getting bath. Stormy. Stormy doesn't like to bath. You're being a good doggo, though. You're being a good dog. You're just sitting there. You're good doggos. You're good doggos. You're such a good dog. Stormy's trying to get away from the soap. It's like, give me away. Give me away from the soap.
Come here.
Give me away from the soap.
Come here.
Stormy, you're silly.
They like to lay in the sand. That's where
yeah, that's where all the bugs are.
Yeah.
All the buggies.
Good girl.
All the buggies.
Did you see that picture of the snake?
No.
I'll show it to
yeah,
you
I would
later.
Like to see it.
Pup
might have showed me it, but I don't remember.
I was working on my power generator.
Yeah, you said you Pop said you brought it to the exotic pet store.
Yeah.
And they took it right away.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, they said they'd put it in quarantine and wait and see if anybody
wanted it.
You know, come in claiming it or whatever. Because they said it was in good shape.
Oh,
it had to be someone's pet.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't kill the damn snake. I would have chopped its head off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Like the black snakes?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to them. Rattlesnakes?
Are they good snakes, the black ones?
Yeah.
They eat like...
rats?
Gophers?
Mice.
Something
yeah.
like that? Oh, okay. Don't kill the black ones. Got it.
Yeah.
Kill the rattlers though, right?
Yeah. And water moccasins.
Those, yeah, are those the yellow ones?
They look black, okay. But if they open their mouth, and you see white?
Yeah.
Those
are bad.
Yeah. Another name for them is cottonmouth.
Yeah.
So, me and your pop have seen plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty
Take an
of
axe
those.
To that thing.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. You're gonna shake. You're gonna shake.
Come on, shake. You gotta shake.
You gotta shake, dose.
You'll shake.
You gotta shake.
Shake
she
it.
Doesn't know if she's allowed
shake
to yet.
It.
Go on. Shake. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good girl.
Oh, you get a treat? Oh, you get a treat?
What?
Oh, you get a treat? Oh.
You get a treat,
oh, no.
don't you?
Oh, treat.
Come on.
I like that.
See how thing works with that light?
Yeah. Those guys are doing so much work. So much work to this house. Guess I'll go open the gate for my grandfather. It's getting dark. I had to do so much shit in town today. I have no more time left. My time is gone. Don't trespass. We'll fucking shoot you. Trust me. We'll get away with it. Not much cleaning done today, but It'll be done later. Ooh.
Got these, though. Guess we'll do that.
Okay, guys, we'll set up the... go through the camping shit I got. Make sure I don't need to return any of it.
Before that, though, look at Floofle over there.
See Floofle on the hill? Hey, Floofle!
He's watching me.
The first thing I'll do is set up the chair. We got a chair. So we'll start going through this shit. It's fucking hot. Did someone zoom in on my... oh my gosh. Is this Lou a fucking Satanist? Does he have a pentagram on his vape? Yes. Don't care. It's a good vape. This is a fucking audio cable. It's $4, don't care. $4 audio cable. Look, an unboxing with Lou. God, I'm gonna have a million viewers on YouTube, oh my God. Oh my God, what is it? What is it? What is it? It's a fucking sleeping bag. That's what it is. It's a warm weather sleeping bag. Look, warm weather sleeping bag. Yay. Should probably unfurl it to make sure it's good, but I don't know. I'm real lazy right now. It's fucking a million degrees. Don't know if I'm gonna do that. Okay, what else we got? What else do we have? Consume.
I don't know, is this the tent?
Is this the tent? I think this is the tent, guys. Here's my tent. Yep, that's the tent. Almost as the... tent. Oh, shit.
Tent, sleeping bag. Crazy.
God, I was gonna set it up, but fuck. You sit in this heat for 5 fucking minutes. You don't wanna set it up.
Fucking hot. God, what's in this big one? I don't understand what could possibly be in this one. I don't remember ordering something this big, besides my trekking poles for the tent.
Lou, why are you vaping all of a sudden? Why are you vaping all... fuck, my grandma's in the hospital. Fuck me. Fuck Lou. Fuck anxiety. I too am weak. I want to get through this week. Oh, this is the pad.
My God, this thing's fucking huge.
Look at this pad I got. I got a foam 1.5-inch pad. No hikers use this. No hikers I know of use this fucking ginormous fucking thing. Look at that. Look at this massive thing. Holy shit.
Don't care.
Oh, man. That's a good, good dick. Look at that giant fucking...
That pad is just so big. Jeez, it's bigger than everything put together. Normally... I don't know, hikers with tents use either like an 1/8-inch mat, which is like this. I don't know, it's like, you know, it's so tiny. I mean, you don't even get, it's like this much right here. It's like this pin, like I can pinch it. that's your support. Fuck that. I don't know, how am I gonna lug this giant fucking thing around? I'll find a way. That's half the fun. I'm gonna have the craziest pack. It's gonna have a fucking walk on the back of it. It's gonna be great, guys. It's gonna be truly autistic. Truly autistic. I really should set the tent up, shouldn't I? Oh, it's getting so late. Is the camera even picking up stuff anymore? I don't know. Also, the quality randomly switched on this thing. I don't know. I don't know if this GoPro Hero Black is fucked up or not. I don't know. But it's working so far, so whatever. Works, I'll use it. I feel like I gotta set the tent up before I go out in the field. I feel like it's almost imperative that I do it, so I will force myself to set the tent up. So here we go, guys. I'm gonna set the fucking tent up. Tried to pick an area with no anthills, but meh. Not like I'm sleeping out here tonight. Just gonna set it up, tear it down. So first thing I notice, first problem, I got this footprint. Footprint did not come with stakes. Cool. I got a footprint, no fucking stakes for the footprint. Wonderful. Gotta buy those, I guess, separately. Fucking Jews. Fucking my shekels. They want more shekels for the stakes. So there's the footprint with no stakes, but you know, you don't set it up before you go in the field. How are you gonna learn? Get all the way out there, learn I don't have fucking stakes. I hope my tent has stakes. It does. So this is a one-person tent. I need my trekking poles to set it up. Okay, I gotta set these trekking poles up. They're not set up properly yet. You gotta tighten these until these latches are hard to close, but not impossible to close. So if you notice, like, kind of easy to open and close it. Open it, tighten it, close it until it's kind of hard to do that. Like that. There we go. Set up. So these trekking poles are gonna be like the main support for the tent when we get there. I think this undermat, this footprint is just the right size. You don't want it to stick out. Over here it's sticking out a little. That's fine. It's under enough. Looks good so far, guys. Looks great. Looks good. Looking good. I don't know if I want to set up this other part today. I just wanted to make sure that the zippers were working and everything looked pretty much good. Looks like it's gonna set up. Yeah, I think I'll just do this in the field. It's worked good enough as is. I'll be far more thorough in the actual field. I just wanna make sure the gist of everything is here and doesn't have any broken parts. Because it's incredibly hot right now, and it's incredibly humid. Hot and humid. Now, for the can we get it back in the bag test? Can we get it back into the bag? That is always the hardest part. Back in the bag. That's good. Look who's helping. Hey, Glacy. You helping? Okay, guys, Saturday we'll scout it out. We'll scout out the trail and camping location. It'll be fun. I can't wait. Can't wait to fucking melt in this heat. Only gonna get hotter. Saturday it should be a little cooler, but it ain't only getting hotter the rest of the week, though. That's for sure. Okay. Awesome. Let's pack it all in the bag. Try to, anyway. Hello. And then we'll probably do the tent right here. Under mat. Sleeping bag. It's almost all of it. This backpack holds it all. Good. I don't know where I'm gonna put this giant fucking thing though. Look at this. Where's that gonna go? Right there. I'll paracord it to it. Look at that. No one carries them this big, except to me. I want to live in luxury, guys. I don't want no air mattress. I want foam. I want real foam. Okay, guys, thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. You have a wonderful day. I love you. Please like, comment, subscribe. Goodbye.
I am a human supremacist. I am a human supremacist. That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. The Emperor has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. I am honored to be here. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because the Emperor already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. The Emperor would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what the Emperor did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed but reborn on the other side.